I went to do a dramatic reading of our conversation and it was really quiet. And that's when I realized that leaving the Anchor app like kicked me out of the
Yeah, it was just like all of a
recording
sudden you were fucking gone. Anyway,
session.
welcome back to fucking the commute. Something happened, technical difficulties, but we're back. Dramatic reading of the text that we just had. Go.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't
Yeah, I know.
open.
Kick you out here. I'm just gonna here. Hold on. This is
See,
what I fucking said. Okay. First of all, am I still there? Can everyone still hear me?
yes.
Okay. It says, record tonight? Question mark. You're like, the commute tonight, right? I said, yeah. When can you? What time? Currently shitting anytime though. Cool. I'm talking to you and your balls are hanging out? Not anymore. Okay, cool. So are you ready? Let's do it right now. I'm ready. Okay, hurry up, bitch. Give me a fucking minute, dick weasel. Let's do it right now. Let's fuck. Where you at, bitch? That's what happened.
Holy shit. So I went to my email and I had this exclusive Lucky Festival pre-sale offer from Ticketmaster. The Lucky Festival is a 2-day festival, overnight thing. It's an EDM show up in Tacoma. And I was like, fuck it, let's see. And I can't see the ticket price until I enter the pre-sale code I was given. I go to enter it, general admission, because that's all there is. $136 each is pre-sale price. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to that.
Fucking no, you're not. I'm fuck that. Jesus Christ. It's a lot of fucking money.
I know, because like the plan would have been for me, my sister, my girlfriend to go. So even if we got pre-sale prices, that's 140 times 3 plus convenience fee of buying online, which is usually like $25. So there's another 75. It'd be like almost $500 just for the three of us to go.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck that.
Fuck that. No way. No way. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Why are things so fucking expensive? Guess people want to get paid. But fuck. Everything's so expensive. Money. Money's stupid.
So did you have a topic in mind for this
No,
evening's
dude. I'm
recording?
just gonna fucking bullshit. Cause that's
All
what
right.
it's fucking this is what this podcast is. It's about nothing.
Yeah.
Technically. So you talk about anything you want. I know that
Okay.
we were recording our other podcast, Nerdish, and we were talking about the fucking Prince Harry fucking Meghan Markle shit. You were like, we should talk about that on the commute.
Yes. So I'm gonna get a little political and conspiracy theory on everybody right now.
Yeah.
So, you remember the whole Jeffrey Epstein incident?
Yeah. Of
Yeah.
course.
The British royal family was on his list of pedophiles.
Yeah, I know. And
And,
people that like one of them like went and spent the night at his house. I forgot what his name was, but he was part of the royal family. They
yeah,
went
and he
like
spent a week at Epstein's house,
yeah.
and his claim is that he went to Epstein to tell him that their friendship was over, but then he stayed at his house for a week.
Yeah.
But he stepped down from his position, and now fucking the prince and princess or whatever are fucking bouncing and like becoming independent from the royal family and like doing their own thing. It's
I didn't know she was a pro. I thought she was a duchess.
pressing whatever.
I'm just asking, like, there's different things. Like, you marry a
I
prince, you become a princess, or are you like a duchess? Because they keep calling her Duchess of East Sussex or some shit. Doesn't matter. Anyway, they're all pedophiles.
Point is, all these pedophiles are trying to fucking like lie low and like, oh, we want to be on a different like tax thing, blah, 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 or whatever their reason is. Hey, Disney, one of the largest corporations in the fucking world. Can you give my wife a job?
Right. Right.
We'll throw some child actors your way. We know a guy. Well, knew a guy,
We
but.
knew a guy. He's dead now, though. Yeah, like it's funny and it's also weird. Like, it's funny because, first of all, like, why? Why?
Right, you're the fucking royal family.
Yeah, why would
Why do
you
you?
even, like, we're gonna be financially independent now. It's like, okay, so you've gone your entire life sucking at the teat of British royal family, and then you get
Well,
married.
the Duchess hasn't. She's
No, I'm talking about Prince Harry
she's
the whole
rags
time.
to riches.
And then, exactly. So now it's now she's like, we got to make it on our own.
Yeah, she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I just left this lifestyle.
Right? But like, it's weird. Like, now you're just like, why though? Why are they like, we got to go out on our own? Did Meghan learn some shit and be like, no, we can't be a part of this shit? We gotta make our own money. Like, did she become get married to Harry and then they like debriefed her and made her watch like a little video of all the secrets the world has and she was like, no, I don't want any part of this.
You know, I've always wondered that. Like,
I feel like there's a little video that's like old school projector style on a roll of film. And anytime you get any kind of power, they show it to you. And they're like, okay, now you know the world's secrets.
right? Like, if I ever become president, like, I've got my hand on the Constitution because that's what I would want to be sworn in on, not a fucking Bible.
Yeah, me neither.
So I've got my hand on the Constitution. Like, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Or whatever they say.
Whatever the
And then,
fuck
like,
they say.
when I'm done, well, one, I want to high five the dude who inaugurated me because my
Right.
hand's already up. And then secondly, like, slide him a 20 and be like, Area 51, like aliens? And be
Aliens?
like, bro, you're gonna get like a whole debriefing in like 20 minutes. You can take that 20
Yeah.
back.
Just wait till after the party. We're gonna do a whole thing to you. Just relax. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're gonna do a whole thing to me? Well, you go into this room, it's all white chair. We show you an old video and then you're good.
Right, like it's so white and so square that the corners blend together. So like you walk into this clearly square room, like it's just a concrete box like out in the middle of nowhere, and it's
Right.
like 30 feet by 30 feet, but the second you walk in, the corners blend together because it's so white, and you're just
So
like,
white, it just looks like infinity.
one solid satin finish white metal chair in the middle. Gentleman in like a beige gray suit, three piece, standing right next to it,
Happened.
and he just like and he's got like a Tribbly on, like what Sinatra wore.
Yeah.
You know what people confuse for a fedora.
Right.
He just like tips his head with the hat and everything. He's like, Mr. President.
President.
And then he just walks away, and you don't see where he goes.
Yeah,
Like,
he's just gone. He
that's
doesn't come in the. He doesn't go out the door you came in. He just fucking disappears.
just disappears, and then the person who let you in the door is like, "Have a seat, Mr. President. We have a lot to discuss."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the whole room is videos.
Yeah.
It's like the front wall's video. There's a video over here. There's a video on the ceiling. There's a video on the floor.
And suddenly you have like chameleon eyes and are able to watch them all at the same time.
Right?
And you're just like absorbing this information perfectly. That's why presidents like go gray like 3 months after they
I
become
know. They'll
president.
go in all alive and young and happy, and then,
And then they learn what's going on in the world, and
yeah, then
then
3 days later they're
they
gray and old and got wrinkle necks and oh my God. That's what it is. Oh, and how, when the president that just got elected and then the president that is now leaving, when they walk down the stairs, one of them is pissed and the other one's super happy.
Yeah.
Like one's smiling. He's like, "Yes, I'm out of here." And the other one's like, "God damn it. Why did I run for this?" Because
Yeah.
he's like, "I don't have to deal with this shit anymore.
Any fucking more.
I'm done.
I'm
They're
gonna go
not going to tell me any more
every freaking
secrets."
one all the fucking time.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's crazy? When
What?
I found out that you can't order pizza at the White House.
What?
Yeah, you can't order pizza to be
Like,
delivered to the White House.
delivery address, the fucking White House.
Dude, I'm just saying, like if I was put, I would want some like Domino's or some shit.
Yeah, and then just like, hey, thanks for delivering pizza to the president. And then just like tip him a hundo because you can
Yeah,
do that.
you just like, here is a $100 bill. That's a tip for you. Also, there's aliens in Area 51.
Yeah, right. Like on one side of the bill, it says Area 51 is full of sweet alien tech. And on the other side, it says Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I've seen the tapes.
I've seen the tapes. You write that, right? And then you put it all folded, like, okay, if you fold it this way, you fold it this way, it
Right.
just says me.
Or like you do it that weird folding way where it shows the smoking twin towers.
Just like, help me. Oh my God. There's conspiracy theories I would start if I was the president.
Oh, so many.
So many. Like I said, I would freaking get delivery and then do that same thing. Tip them a $100 bill and then on one side of it would just say some crazy shit. So that person's like, "I got this from the president. It says some crazy shit on it." That guy would just go crazy trying to prove it.
There's some blah, 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 conspiracy theories that like I hear them and I'm like, that's a little out there. But then there are some that are like any other person is like, that's clearly not real. And I'm like, bro, black and fucking white right here. It's so
Right here.
obvious.
So obvious. It
Like,
is
are you
real.
fucking blind?
This is so real. Oh my God. All that shit, like the Nazis like went to Antarctica and they got some shit there.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he like dipped out, Hitler dipped out and went to like Argentina or some shit. Like, that's kind of weird. Like, maybe it is real. I don't know. I need to become the president so I can learn some secrets.
Yeah.
That would be my whole running campaign. I'm only running for president to find out the secrets.
And you would get backed so fast. Like, is he gonna spill him? You're like, and then like on inauguration day, you're like, guys, I found out I can't spill him. But
Yeah,
keep me in,
that's
like,
my
keep
bad.
me in office long enough to find out and then totally impeach me, and then I'll spill the fucking beans.
Right, I'll spill the beans. I'll write a book. Just say the world's secrets. That'll be the title. The world's
Yeah,
secrets.
true facts from within the White House.
Yeah. Dude. Well, first of all, I'd run some shit way differently. Let's just obviously I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But if I was president, first of all, Neil deGrasse Tyson would be my vice president. Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. We need some scientists to be in politics.
Yeah, but Neil deGrasse Tyson also has a lot of like ass backwards things about like women's rights and that sort of shit, though.
Well, then he can fucking. So does fucking. What's his face? Mike Pence. He's a piece of shit. No one really cares. He's a vice president. What can he really do?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but he is a scientist and he knows a lot about space and he's a smart guy. So he is a
He's a smart guy that drugged people in his college days. Like,
that you first of all, did you let's talk about that for a second. That all of that came back to be false.
oh, really?
Yeah. All of those women were like, "Oh yeah, that I was lying." And his
Huh.
secretary or his assistant that was like, "Oh yeah, like I totally read the situation wrong," because she was invited to his house to have drinks and dinner with him and his wife, and she thought that he was asking her out and like
Oh.
being sexually like advancing her sexually, and that wasn't the case. And she was like, "Well, when I found out what was really happening, like obviously I had no idea. I read the situation wrong." So all of the allegations against him were false.
Huh. Well, would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Boom, put in your place.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking around. But yeah, you read. It's important. I'm sorry. I'm being a dick. Tanner, talk.
I
Speak.
think having a scientist
Either that or
as
Joe
any
Rogan.
you and fucking Joe Rogan, dude, just go suck his dick off.
I would for $1,000.
Like anybody will pay you $1,000 and you'll go suck his dick, or like
I
Joe
said
Rogan $1,000.
$100,000.
Oh,
I
a
would
hundred
like
thousand.
anybody's dick.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
It's $100,000. Like me and my wife were talking about this the other day, and I basically said anything below the waist and above the knees is $100,000. Anywhere else on the body, 50,000.
Oh. I thought you were about to say, like, below the waist, above the knee is $100,000. Anywhere else, fair game. And I was gonna be like, cool, let me suck your toes.
Anywhere else, if it's a stranger, if it's anybody else, like anywhere
If
else
it's
on your
not
body,
a stranger,
it has
how
to be
much
like
you're.
a stranger. Like I have no idea who you are, and you don't cut your toenails, I'll suck your toe for $50,000, or some random titties, $50,000. Like if someone's gonna come up to my door and be like, "I'm gonna offer you X amount of money to suck my big toe," like you better have $50,000 in that briefcase, or I ain't doing
You're telling
it.
me that it like well I suppose you're married, so that's a little different, but because you like you said it sucks some titties for $50,000. I was about to say, like, you're telling me if some woman with the biggest titties on the planet, like walked up to your door and like knock, 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 and you go, "Yes, Girl Scout," and she went, "Will you suck on my titties?" You wouldn't, and you're just like, "For $50,000," and she's like, "What if I let you suck on my titties, though?"
Like 50,000 is 50,000. I'm sorry, it's $50,000.
Yeah.
50,000.
Damn.
I mean,
Either your wife
if
is
it's
like really appreciative of the discount, or like she's just throwing money at you all the time.
well, when we first met, yeah. Now that we're
Yeah.
together,
How
it's free.
you think I could afford this house? By sucking on a titty.
The first time though, it was like I'm gonna need $50,000.
And be like, "Oh, look, I owe you. Like, don't worry, I got
Yeah. I
you." Yeah. Then she fucking put a ring on it and gave you two kids. Like, man, this
you.
is bullshit.
Yeah. This is bullshit. This ain't $50,000.
Maybe $50,000 in debt.
I'm supposed to get paid.
Yeah.
My money yet. That's funny. Fuck. I breathe. You ever like be laughing so much that like the back of your head hurts?
Yeah.
It feels like it's cramping back there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Me neither. It's weird. It's like your jaw muscle go back there or something. And it's just like tightening up because you're smiling, because you're having a good time.
Maybe.
It's
I
stupid.
remember the first day that we were, because we talk about this a lot, but the first day you and I were like officially friends, like
Yeah.
my face hurt, my jaw hurt, my neck hurt, my gut was busted. Like,
Oh, dude.
oh.
So busted. My sides hurt for like I was sore. My sides were sore the next day
Was in so
from
much pain.
so much. I was laughing so hard and so much that I was sore the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what the? I've never laughed that hard before. That shit was good times. God damn. I was gonna fucking say something and I forgot. Fuck, man. Oh, so just because it is the new year, did you decide to set any goals for this year?
I have two.
Okay.
One, I want. Oh, that was weird. One, I want to learn sign language. I've been telling myself this for a long time, I finally want to like really put the effort forth and do it this year.
Okay.
Number two, I write a lot at work, so I've been seeing my handwriting a lot, and compared to some people who hand me paperwork, my handwriting is better. Compared to some who hand me paperwork, my handwriting is lesser.
Right.
And the chain continues. Compared to some that I hand paperwork to, my handwriting is better, and compared to some that I hand it to, it is significantly lesser.
Right.
But nonetheless, there have been plenty of times where, because I have this weird like print cursive mix where it's print, but the letters are connected. And in doing so, I have had somebody confuse my name for James. And when like they said that, I looked at it and I was like, "How do you see James?" And
Right.
I kept looking at it and I was like, "Oh yeah, I can see that." Because, my name is Tanner, and the way I had done my T, it
T
kind of looked like a
A
J.
T
The
A M
two
E S.
ends, yeah, the two ends connected together. And the way I had done my E into my R, it kind of looked like an S. So J A M E S. That makes sense. So I want to take the time to clean up my handwriting and create a new signature because my signature right now is literally just scribbles.
So is mine.
But
But I'm okay with it.
it's fine, like it's my thing. But if the only way to determine if something was written by me is by my signature, I don't want it to just be fucking scribbles.
Right.
That if anyone took the time to trace my signature once and then slowly build up the speed of that until they could do it at the same speed as me, you could very easily plagiarize my fucking signature.
Yeah. So clean up that handwriting, new signature, and sign language. Nice. Those are good goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, oh, I want to lose 50 pounds. It's like, because every time I do goals like that, I never set out for them.
Right. Right. Same.
So,
Because
just
this shit
like,
is hard though. Like, it's not hard because you just got to put a little bit of time out of your day to like work out or whatever, like go for a run or go for a hike. But still, like, and you, it sucks because, like, say, you get off of work and like you didn't do this with me or whatever. Because we only do it twice
yeah.
a week. So let's just say it's a regular day. You get home from work, you eat, you shower, and just a normal day, and now you're in your room or whatever, and you're not doing anything. Like at that time, you could go work out, right? But
Yeah.
after working all day, you're like, I'm tired. I don't really want to. I want to relax. So then you sit and you're relaxing. But like you could like get up and go and do something, you know? But just doing that is hard because I just worked like 12 hours, right? Like,
Right.
I'm fucking tired. I don't want to go an hour and sweat, right? I don't want to go do that. So just finding that time is, it's weird because you have a lot of it if you think about it. You get home at 4 or 5 and you go to bed at what, 9 or whatever. So really there's like a 4 hour gap that you could have went, right? But it's just like, why? I want to relax.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired. I woke up at
I
4 o'clock
just
in
want
the
to
morning,
fucking.
whatever. Went to work at 5. I'm now home at 5, and I showered and I ate and I took a shit and did all this, and now it's 6. And really, I only got like 2 more hours until I want to start getting ready for bed, because then that's 8 o'clock. And you just kind of like rationalize it in your head, like I don't have time.
Right. By the time I do everything else that I do, I don't have time.
Yeah, I don't have time to go do that. But then there's those people that do work out every day or whatever, and they're like, yeah, you do. I do it. It's like, yeah, but you've been doing it for how long?
Right.
It
Like
is your routine. Yeah. That is your routine.
you put that in your routine where I have 2 hours left after I do everything else before I start getting ready for bed. You have one because part of your daily routine is go to the gym for an hour.
Right. After work or whatever you're gonna do. Like that's been your routine. So it seems simple to you, but for someone who's gonna make that their goal, it's harder to get into it because it's not an everyday routine.
Yeah.
So when you do that on like New Year's, it's hard because you're like, well, I gotta do this and then I gotta do that, and then after work I gotta do that, and then that and then that. So really I only got like, well, I wanna have some free time for myself for an hour. I don't wanna go work out. So it's harder to put that time in when you try to make that goal because it's not routine. You literally have to
Right.
change everything else because you're fitting something new in, and that's hard. So that's why I think a lot of people fail at that. And I wouldn't call it a failure, but just it doesn't work out because it's hard to change your routine.
Yeah.
And even if you do, you only you like it's a couple of days. Like it's hard to just continue to do it. 'Cause it's like like even that person that we're talking about that's been doing it for a year, I bet when it first happened, Wasn't going every day.
Mm-mm.
First put it into routine. It was like, okay, 2 days and then nothing for a few more days and then 2 more days and it turned into 3 days and and then it turned into every day. It takes time.
Yeah.
I hate people who are like, you can do it, it's easy. But it's not.
It's not easy, bruh.
It's not easy.
Like,
It's time to build a routine.
yeah, when you and I went to the gym every day for like 3 weeks, I felt really good.
Yeah.
But like, one, we were going to work, like we were going in the morning before we went to work, so we were fucking exhausted.
Yeah, tired as
Like, up at fucking 3 in the morning to go to the gym by 4 to be to work by fucking 6,
Yeah.
then work until 3:30 because that's when we were doing an hour overtime every day.
Yep.
And then I'd get home at 4. You lived out in Oak Ridge at the time, so you had another 45 minutes of driving.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck,
Yeah, and
dude.
like I'll like for me, work time in the morning, right? Because I don't want to go spend. I'm already been away from my family all day, and then not work out. So that's another hour I'm away, and then I drive an hour to get home. So it's like I'm
Yeah.
not doing it after work, you know?
Right.
And then it was just like, oh, fuck, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, well, because like, in order for us to get there at 4, I was waking up at 3. You were out the door by 3 because you
Yeah.
had to drive from Oak Ridge to my place.
Yep. I was
And so
leaving at 3. So I was up at like 2:15, the
yeah.
latest.
So you were waking up at 2 in the morning
Yeah.
to get to my place by 3, to get to the gym by 4. To get to work by 6, working until 3:30. I get home at 4, you get home at 5. You have been out of the house. They're like doing shit and like up and doing shit out of the house, you know, all that whatever since 2:15. You've been 15 hours of your fucking day
Right.
were spent doing shit
Outside of the house. Yeah.
outside of the house.
And then there's people who are like, oh yeah, like that's easy. I don't know why you think it's hard. It's like, 'cause I haven't been, it's my first week. Like, what are you talking about? Of course I'm exhausted. And then like week two, it's like, now I'm even more exhausted. And then week three, he's like, I can't do this anymore. It's hard. So people just like the people that do it all the time when they're like, yeah, it's easy. Like you just those people, I have an announcement. Just remember to the first time you started. That's how it is for everybody else. Like that you're saying it's easy to is from like when you first started doing it. It ain't easy. We're trying to make it a routine and it's hard. So don't give me, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
How about, yeah, I've been there, bro, but you could push through. I did. How about
Yeah, that's a lot more motivational because it's
that?
like, oh shit, if he pushed through, then like, and like, look at the results he got. And if
Yeah.
that's what I'm gonna look like, all I gotta do is just push through.
I gotta push through. He pushed through. I could push through. If he did it, I could do it. Don't just say it's easy. Everybody knows working out ain't easy. It's not supposed to be easier. Everybody would do
Right. That's what I hate when people are like, oh, it's easy. It's like, no, it's not easy. Like to
Anything.
anything, not even just working out, to anything.
Anything.
It's like, oh,
Anything.
it's easy. If it's easy, everybody would be fucking doing it.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy to fucking be
Like,
an actor in Hollywood. Oh, really? Like, 'cause then everyone would be millionaires.
right.
Really? Like, there's no such thing as stage fright? Or maybe you're not as pretty, even though that's stupid, but it is a thing. Or maybe you can't fucking act.
Right. Like, some people can't act.
You're not, or like Hunter from work, from old work. He always was like, oh yeah, he would go to open mics for comedy and be like, oh yeah, well, he'd be like, oh yeah, it's easy. You just get up there and talk. You're bullshit, right? I was like, well, if comedy was easy, like everyone would do it. And first of all, Hunter, you're not that funny.
Right. Like you're gonna get up there and you're gonna talk about buttholes and shit, and nobody's gonna laugh
Yeah,
because
you're
it's
not
weird.
funny. You're funny to like your select group of friends, but you're not like your all your friends that I've seen you with are very weird people.
Yeah. I know. There's this comedy page that I follow on Facebook. I think it's called Just for Laughs or something.
Yeah. That's the Kevin Hart page.
Is it Kevin Hart?
Yeah, well, I think he started Just for Laughs. And he actually tours with people and like puts them on stage and I think they have an app too. It's called Just for Laughs. Anyway, tell your story.
Yeah. So there's like anywhere between like just 5 2-minute snippets of somebody's set, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or in some cases, somebody's full set. Like there was one guy I watched, he had like a 45-minute set. The other day I was just scrolling through, and it was conveniently all just like 2 or 3 minute videos. And you know, there was some that were like a little more well-known comedians.
Right.
And it's like, so it starts out with like one of their snappy one-liners right before they go into a joke or something, right? And then the whole, they're just like snappy one-liner, and the whole crowd is like, bah, ha, 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 ha. And they're like, yeah, all right, tone it down. And so, story, and bah, ha, 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 ha. And then there's some little guys that kind of get that reaction. But then there are some little guys where it's like, they're trying really hard. They really want this whole comedy thing to work out. But then, like, they give that snappy one-liner.
And it's crickets.
It's not even crickets, dude. Like, it's dead fucking silent. That's funnier than the
I know, right? Like you just gotta work off that
joke.
silence, I feel like.
Right? Like,
Just
one of
be like,
the videos I
okay, that one
watched.
wasn't funny. Let's try another one.
He didn't acknowledge it, but it was just like snappy one-liner, nothing. And he's like, all right, moving on.
Right? Like I don't know. I guess just like, because I don't know what I would do. Like, if I went up on stage and I was trying to be funny, I feel like I am a funny person, but I think on stage I wouldn't be a funny person. Like, I'd be a funny person with somebody else on stage.
Right.
If I was to sit there by myself and talk to people that are looking at me, I don't think I'd be very funny. But I do think if I told a joke and there was silence, I would probably freak out. I'm like, okay,
Right.
motherfucker, don't think that's funny. You're just gonna be quiet. Okay.
It was like, yeah, like you're just up on stage and you're like, two radio antennas met on a roof. They fell in love and got married. The ceremony wasn't that great, but the reception was incredible. And the whole fucking place is dead silent. You're just like, all right, fuck you then. They're like,
Buggy
drop the mic and walk out. Like, and
then.
then like everybody's just like super awkward because that just happened. And then they hear from the distance, like behind the fucking set, just like, that joke is funny. Fuck you.
That show was funny, man. Fuck you guys. Start crying. I'm never doing this again.
Storm back out on stage. It's like, you ain't no God even bit you in the ass. Then everybody laughs, and you're like, oh, great. So
So my
you know how
yes. And be like, ha, I got you. That was the real joke.
laugh.
No. That'd be cool though, like say like this got big. Okay, say Commute Nerdish and everything else got big. I would want to do that. I would want to tour with like Nerdish and Commute and like do shows on stage and like nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Go to a comic book store and do a show with Nerdish and just talk to people that come in.
It'd be
And
fucking awesome.
store or whatever pays us, and we'll go, okay, well, we're going to say that we're here, put it up in your window, and then people will come, we'll talk to them, and they'll come into your store and whatever. So we're creating business for them, and we're also hanging out with people. Like, that'd be cool to do, and like just go on stage at like a comedy club and do an episode of Commute and just talk to the audience. That'd be
That'd be
cool too.
fucking awesome. I'd love to do that.
Just fuck with people. Pretty dope. I would love it. Oh, okay. Anyway, goals, because that's what we were talking about before we got sidetracked. I have quite a lot, but I'm just going to talk about a couple, the big ones. So I did do like a, not necessarily a weight thing, but it's more like a healthy thing. Which in turn will make me lose weight because I'm being healthy. I started the keto diet.
All right.
That was my one of my goals. Start a diet. Start a diet. So I started a keto diet 4 days in. I started the week with a 24-hour fast. And I got this book and stuff, so I read it, and it also gave me like a shopping list for each week, and I can and meals and recipes and all that shit. So it made it easy. I don't have to think about it. I
Nice.
don't have to think about what I have to cook or anything, or what's not keto and what is and what isn't. They just give me the list and then gave me recipes. So I've been doing that. I've been feeling a lot better. I don't know if I lost weight or not yet. I don't really care. I know I'm being healthy because my body feels better. And it's only been 4 days. So I'm going to try to stick with it. And they said for like 30 to 90 days, because that's the best time to where your body can get adapted to it. And you'll just like it'll be easier for you and your body. You know, you'll get used to keto-ness. And ketosis, because that's what you want your body to be in, I guess.
When your body enters ketosis.
Ketosis. But I guess it helped because it's like a, you want to eat good fats. It's mainly more fat than it is anything else. No more breads or grains. So I've been off bread and grain, which is good. My body feels better. No more
Yeah,
like sweet, sugary stuff. So I've
that's
been
why
off.
I can't do keto. I fucking love bread and pasta.
I haven't drinking any soda, haven't had any like candy, and I love all that shit. So that's been a little hard, but my body feels better. So I hoping I can just keep doing it and everything will be okay, and I hope I don't break it, but I probably will at some point. That's okay. I'll just keep going again and just make it, you know, just keep doing it. Every time I break it, I'll just be like, okay, I got it tomorrow. I'm gonna like, you know, start again. Go. Because I will break it. I'm not gonna say I'm not. I'm not perfect. I'm at some point gonna want a fucking cheeseburger with the bun, or I'm gonna want a fucking piece of candy, like or something. Hey son. Wear your
What's up, little
pants.
man?
Wear your pants. You have no pants. Are you running around the house pantsless? Look, I'm watching. Let me see. What? That's amazing. You're amazing. You know that? You will shoot me. Oh! It's mine now. Threw it at me. I get to keep it. Hey. Daddy's doing something. But I'll play with you as soon as I'm done. And you're amazing. And I'm almost done. And I love you. Okay? Look at me. I love you.
I
You're just. Mwah. Get out of here, please. Love you. Go out there. Go out there. Shut the door. Thank you, Bubba. I love you. Shut the door. My son's amazing. He is amazing and I love him. Everybody loves my son. There?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like I'm talking to myself sometimes. Like I'll say something and it's just silent. And I'm like, uh-oh. But then you're there. Then I'm happy again.
So I'm not trying to discourage you, but I do want this information to be out there for you and other listeners who
What
might be.
information?
The keto diet is a fast result, but short-lived.
Yes.
You have to basically stay on the keto diet if you want to keep your results.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was say like people break it, you know, and then they just keep breaking it. But like, because I mean, having bread and all that stuff is good, but if you want to keep your results, you're gonna have to stay on that diet or a variation of that diet because your body's it's used to that.
Yeah. But like not even just like breaking it, like if your goal is to lose 50 pounds or whatever, and you're going to use the keto diet to do so, and you lose your 50 pounds and you're like, "Cool, I can go back to eating normally." You're going to gain
No.
that 50 pounds back in like 2 months.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna work. That's not the case. First of all, people, if you're eating healthy and you're losing weight and you're doing that, and then you think you can go back to eating McDonald's and not getting that weight back, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I feel like if you're using the keto diet to lose weight, just like you can have keto flu, essentially, where your body is like having a hard time adjusting,
yeah.
going backwards would also give you like a flu sort of thing where your body is having a hard time adjusting to that.
Okay, exactly. So
Eating bread causes you to vomit.
I think it was, this is from it was like last year, maybe a couple of years ago, but I started a diet, right? And I was on it. I was on it for like a month. And I was doing good, and then I broke it and I had nachos, like homemade nachos, and
Ooh,
my
fuck
body
you.
felt so fucking gross. Like the food was hella good, and then I like sat there for a minute. My body got super tired, like my stomach hurt. Like I just felt like shit. I remember feeling
Right.
like so gross afterwards. I was like, oh my God, my body feels disgusting. It's because it's just the chips, the cheese, like all that shit, because I wasn't eating any of that at the time. It was just like gross. I was gross. Felt disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's like what you were saying. If backwards, you're gonna feel gross because you haven't had that kind of food. Your body's like, this is gross. This isn't good for you. We've been eating so healthy.
I
Body's gonna be like, what are you doing to me? Oh, penguin. Hi, penguin.
Penguin.
Hi, penguin. Oh, penguin.
Penguin Productions
Gross.
present
That's gross.
Penguin.
Get out of here. Don't do that. Get down. You stop it. Just trying to give you some love, and then you went and did gross stuff. Get out of here. Damn dog. I love him. Yeah. But I feel pretty good with it. I've been trying to keep because I know a big thing is like making sure you get like your electrolytes, getting enough of that. So,
Yeah.
getting your potassium and all that stuff because you can't really have bananas because they're so high carb, bananas and stuff like that. So, it's really important to get your electrolytes and shit when you're on the keto diet because you get the keto flu and your body's just not getting enough, you know, sodium or whatever.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you know, because any diet it lacks certain things, just like with anything. So you're gonna have to supplement for the things you're not getting, and when you're not taking care of yourself, your body's gonna feel weird. Yeah, it might be really healthy, but like I just said, your body's not getting enough electrolytes from, all that you're missing. Because it's basically meat, it's basically fats and vegetables and good vegetables. It's high fat, low carb, medium protein.
Yeah.
So your body's basically running off fat, which is a good thing. That's what you want. That's how you're gonna get the most out of your body, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that was one of them. The other was obviously with that to lose weight, but I'm not really worried about that. I just want to be worried about the healthy eating part. With that, weight loss will come. I want to do this more. I want to record and do this more often. Try every week. At least like we've been like this week we did Tuesday, now we're doing today. I want to try to do that every week as much as we can, because I really want something to happen with this.
Yeah.
And then had another goal. Forgot what it was. Guess it wasn't that important. I haven't written down because I forget shit and I don't have my notebook with me. So yeah. Jesus Christ. Things are getting thrown around in the kitchen. Yeah. I just want to be healthy this year and be motivated.
Staying motivated is the hardest thing for me.
Yep. I want, oh, like, it's kind of crazy because it's only a year, but I was like, I want to have like 1,000 people or 2,000 people listening to our podcast by the end of 2020.
2,000?
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to do.
I know. But I mean, it's just a goal. If we get any amount, I'll be happy. I was like, why not strive for a big number?
Yeah. I remember back when I was like streaming on Twitch a lot, my New Year's resolution last year when I was streaming was to have 250 people being able to tune into my streams every time. Being new to streaming, didn't realize the kind of following that takes. Because it's not like anytime you go live, all of your followers tune in and watch. In order to have like 250 people watching you need to have like 50,000 people following you. Like that's how it works out.
It's big.
It's like, because any given time that you go live, not all 50,000 of those people are going to be able to see you.
Right.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, but realistically, like 10,000 people need to be following you in order to have like 250
Yeah.
in your live.
Right.
And so it's like, I wanted to go from literally fucking no one to 250 in a year, but I wasn't going to put any additional effort forth other than streaming maybe two or three times a week.
Right.
I was
That's
like,
the thing with
that's
it.
physically impossible.
I want to do it as much as possible. I want to promote it on social media as much as I can. Tag everything in it. Get as many people to see it as possible. Like I really want to fucking try
Yeah.
and do it like as much. I want to post something from Nerdish and Commute like every day. Like and just constantly be hashtagging and ats and all that shit as much as I can to get as many people to see it as possible, which will create people to come and follow the whatever and listen or whatever. Just try to j like really try for a whole year and see what I can get to at the end of it. Like put as much work as I possibly can into it, and then whatever happens at the end of the year, I tried.
Yeah.
And if nothing happens, then maybe I gotta think of something different to do. Because if I put in as much work as I possibly can, and I try my hardest, and then nothing comes from it, then I gotta let it go. But I tried as much as I could.
Right. I definitely agree with that.
So that's what this year for me is going to be about. Put 110% into everything that I'm doing. And if
Yeah.
nothing comes from it, then nothing comes from it. I got to rethink what I want to do next year. And then be like, okay, well, none of that worked out. So then I'm just going to go get a job and retire from that job. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to work now. I'm not even going to try to do anything else. I'm done. I tried for a whole year. I put every effort in that I could, and nothing came from it. So I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, after a year of trying it every day and promoting and marketing or whatever you have to do to make stuff like this successful, which I am researching the best possible ways to do it. And just kind of go for it. And I always try to give the best content and get a computer and microphones and come and hang out with you. You come and hang out with me. Here, I go to you. You come here, whatever. We're in person doing that. Make videos for the Instagram or whatever. And nothing
Yeah.
happened. Then I think I just got to be done. Like, I'm almost fucking 30.
Yeah. Need to get my life together or some shit.
Yeah, like I am though, because I'm gonna give this fucking being self-sufficient money-wise and doing it myself and starting a business or whatever I want to do for a year, maybe a year and a half if I do see something happening. And then if it doesn't, then I mean, shit, dude, I got a wife, two kids, I just gotta work and then retire. I make good money now,
Yeah.
there's no reason why not.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at. I would love to fucking play video games for a living, whether it's Twitch or a game developer. I don't want to be a game tester like I thought when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, I thought that meant playing a video game before it came out. That's so cool. Before they sent out test copies, a game tester is the person who finds the corner of a room and jumps in that corner 10,000 fucking times to make sure that you can't bug through it.
Right. Like
And
you're
so
literally testing to stupid shit.
yeah, you're making sure that the windows don't work like doors and you just walk through the wall even if the window's 30 feet above you.
Right. Make
Like
sure
it's
there's no
shit like that.
bugs. You're making sure you're not going through shit you're not supposed to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as fun as it sounded when I was a kid,
Right.
but I would love to be on some sort of game developing team. I do want to make my own games. I just need to get that motivation going and learn how to do it and then put the process into that.
Right.
The problem with that is it means having friends that are willing to draw up characters and all that sort of shit for these games for little to no money. And
Right.
that's
Or
kind
just
of
being
hard.
like, let's get a little team together. We're all going to do this together and nobody's getting paid.
Nobody's getting paid.
Everybody needs to be on the
But.
same page that we are creating content and no one's getting paid. Until
Yeah.
either this content makes it or it doesn't. And if it fails, you just wasted all your time.
Yeah.
But you're okay with
But
that because you signed up for it.
even if it does fail, if we want to go to a big company that does this, we do have proof of work that we've done before, and they can see, okay, this
Guys
game
have the
isn't buggy,
skills.
it just didn't sell well.
Yeah, you guys have the skills, but maybe not good marketing. Or,
Yeah. Or whatever.
whatever. Like, you just didn't do this right, but we can help you with that.
Yeah.
Come join us,
So,
be a part of our development team. You never know.
that's the dream. It's fucking play video games all day and get paid to do it, right?
Right.
But I always had the backup plan of if I have to have a 40-hour a week job, I want to be painting cars.
Right.
Well, I got a job that allowed me to do that. And Maybe I need just more time by myself doing that before I do it for somebody else. But that didn't work out. It was the person I worked alongside with was an absolute fucking dickbag.
Oh, really?
The person I worked for had some anger issues. And to an extent, I completely understand because the person I worked with was a fucking moron. And the people in the other building, the like body refab side of it, were fucking morons. But I lasted about all of 3 weeks before I said, I'm going back to my old job. I can't keep doing this.
Right.
So now I'm back at Lands. I have been for a while. I came back at the end of October. And like now that I'm back, and like I played around with the idea of like moving up in the company before I even left. But like now that I'm back, like that's my goal.
Yeah, move
As
up.
long as I have to have a 40-hour a week job, like a quote unquote normal job, I want to be at Lands and I want to work my way up.
Right.
And my current backup supervisor, he's a good buddy of mine. He and I were talking the other day, and he was like, you know, when eventually I move up to supervisor, I want you to be my backup because, you know, and he gave his reasons. And I was like, well, cool. So that means I've got that one on lock. So
Right.
I then just have to move into the supervisor position after that. And then project manager, and then plant manager, and then I don't think I'd want to go above that because that means fighting with Brent Lands on that. And I've heard he's a fairly cool dude. I don't want to cut that string.
Right. So, yeah, see, there's a point, I think, in a life, in anyone's life, where you're like, okay, I want to do my own thing. I don't want to have to work for anybody else but me. And so you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And if that doesn't work out, well, then I have to be happy with what I have. And that's a 48-hour a week job, and then I can make something out of that. You know, because, you just move up, be a supervisor and you get paid for that. And then be like, okay, my job. There's lowest merchandiser. Okay. And then route sales. And that's, you get sales, you run a route, get sales, and you make commission. It's a fairly good job. It's like $1,000 a week.
That's
And
pretty good
get like
money.
10% of $11,000 a week, because that's how much you're selling. So you get 10% of that, and then your tax, so it's like $800, $900 a week, which isn't bad. That's amazing. That's good money a week.
Yeah, that a week is what I make in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's a good
So
job.
that was, I make $15 an hour. That's essentially $30 an hour. That's what that is.
Yeah, so you're making that. And then after that, it's supervisor. And then you can do route supervisor. And then you're in charge of like routes in a couple different areas. And then you're a regional supervisor. And then you're all, and then after that, it's regional sales manager. And so you're the whole region's sales supervisor. You're in charge of everybody in this one region. So ours, that person is Chris, and he's in charge of Lincoln City, Newport, Eugene, Springfield, Coos Bay, Florence, Roseburg and Medford, and that's it. Oh, and Albany and Salem.
So about half the state.
Yeah, so he's in charge of all of that. And then there's a person that's in charge of Portland and a little bit of Washington. And then there's a person in control of basically all of the east side, which is Bend.
Yeah. But not
So,
Bend. That's
yeah.
my biggest issue with this state. Bend is like southeastern Oregon.
Yeah.
North Bend is on the fucking coast.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that fucking stupid?
So,
Oh, fucking hate
like,
that. I
who
always hated that.
the
Yeah, because just
North
Bend
Dakota,
is it's
South
the
Dakota,
east, it's
totally
eastern
makes
Oregon. Bend is eastern Oregon. And then
makes
North
sense.
Bend
Fucking
is
Bend, it's gonna
west.
be in like the southeastern corner of the state.
Yeah.
North Bend, dead center, west side.
Yeah.
Nailed
What the
it.
shit? Who named these places?
That's like being like, oh yeah, we got Salem. It's, about 2 hours north of, or about an hour and a half north of Eugene. And then we got East Salem, which is about 45 minutes west of us.
East Salem.
East Salem, which is 45 minutes west of us,
Yeah,
which
it's
is
East
Bend,
Salem, but it's on
like
the west
still
side.
west of Salem. It's like,
Yeah.
what the fuck?
Wait, hold on. East Salem is west of you guys? Yeah, that's what I said. East Salem is west of us.
Right.
Technically,
Like,
it's on the
how
point.
does
It's right next to the ocean, and it's East
how does
Salem? Yeah.
yeah. How does everyone who lives north of North Bend feel about that? Like, if that's north, what are we? Like,
So this is North Bend. Are we like Eastern Lincoln City?
so if that's north, are we like north north?
Yeah, we're North North. We're North North Astoria, right?
Oh. I always forget Astoria is a place and that
Right?
it's in Oregon. It's
Right? It's like right on the border.
right on the border.
It's funny
Like,
because I always get what is it, Ashland and Astoria mixed up because
all the fucking time. They both
one
start with A.
they both start with A, but both right on the border. One's right on the border of California and the other one's right on the border to Washington. One of them's on the coast, one of them's east.
Ashland's a bit more centralized, but Astoria is like on, like when you look at a map of Oregon, that little like whip that goes up into Washington's butthole, basically,
Yeah.
that's Astoria.
Yeah. Basically, that is the
Like,
story right there, the little nubbies going into Washington's butthole.
it is like Washington is a 2 hour drive for me. My girlfriend lives in Vancouver. I drive up there all the time. It's 2 hours on the fucking dot. Astoria, still in Oregon, 3.5 hours away. It's like, what the fuck?
What happened?
Because, well,
I'm trying to go out of Astoria, and then I want to go to Washington. Like, well, actually, you should go to Washington first because it's only 2 hours away. If you want to go to Astoria, which is in Oregon, that's going to be 3 hours away.
right. And it's like, I get it, 'cause like Vancouver's like a straight shot up I-5. Like,
Right, yeah, it's right there.
I go west onto 205 over towards Oregon City and swoop down into Vancouver that way, just so I avoid Portland because I hate driving in Portland.
Me too.
And that's not because, oh, there's a bunch of people. It's like, no, it has nothing to do with the fact that there's a bunch of people. It's to do with the fact that there are a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah, and it's just not.
Portland
It's
drivers
not fun
don't
to
drive.
drive through Portland on I-5. It's
Right.
fucking suck.
So I go the roundabout way. But it's 2 hours on the fucking dot. I fucking zone out for 2 hours and boom, I'm there.
Well, I
And
mean,
I understand that
that's
it's a
scary.
straight shot. I don't literally zone out.
Like, I just fall asleep and then I'm there.
I mean that's how I describe it. Like I get on the highway, I get up to 75, I
Well,
put on
yeah,
cruise control, I fall asleep and I'm there.
yeah, you just get into, you're driving. No one's with you. You're just chilling. You zone out. Yeah.
And Astoria is like way off to the fucking left of that. Like, it takes me from where I am to get to Florence. It's about an hour, hour and a half. And then, so then it's the same distance at that point. So it's just fucking 2 hours up the Oregon coast. So that makes sense that it's about 3.5 hours to Astoria.
Right, from you.
But it's so fucking dumb that it's like Washington's 2 hours away, but Oregon is
3 hours.
3.5 hours away.
What? Doesn't
Like,
make any
what
sense.
the fuck?
I'm not
Excuse
on
my
the
language.
border.
That's.
The border should be farther away. God damn it.
I always think that Eugene Springfield is like central Oregon, but it's definitely more west.
It is more
Because
west.
then, like, I'll look at maps and it's like, oh, we're like 4 hours from California, or 2 hours from Washington, or 6 hours from fucking Idaho. I'm
Right?
like, oh, okay.
It's crazy because, I think we were driving down to Eureka, which is Northern California. It's basically right over the border.
Yeah. Like it's literally Ashland, Eureka, weed. Like
Weed.
that's how it goes.
So we were driving, right? And it was like I put on my GPS and we're going to California, and it's like, okay, 4 hours, right? And then I'm driving and it's like, oh, by the way, 6 hours. We're like, wait, what? You just
Huh?
added 2 hours. And it was like, yeah, that was our bad. Like, sorry. Oh, fuck you, Google.
I'm gonna come over the table at you, Google.
Yeah, like 4 hours, and then it turns into 6 hours. Like, yeah, because we gotta go this way, and you're gonna go through Grants Pass, and then you're gonna go this way, and then you're gonna go that way, and then we're gonna take you down a windy ass mountain, and then you're gonna be there. I hate you, Google.
I wish Google would tell you a little more about a route besides the fact that it's like, oh, this route is 3 minutes faster or anything like that. Because there was one time I was driving to a buddy's of mine. He lives out in Junction City. And, Google Maps was telling me it was similar ETAs, whichever one I took. So I was like, all right, well, this one's a bit more convenient based on my current location. So I'm going to just take this one. If I had taken the other one, I would have been there like 5 minutes early because it was all a highway and I just could have fucking barreled through it. This other one was a bunch of like windy ass back roads with no lights. And so I'm
Oh,
like,
I know what you're talking about. You should have took Highway 99.
yeah. And so instead of doing Highway 99 and just fucking doing 70 the whole way down, I'm taking like these windy back roads with no lights. So I'm doing like 45 instead of the 55 limit out there. It took me like an extra 15 minutes to get to his place. And I was like, this is so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
Like it should be like, yeah,
that back way
similar
will fuck you up.
ETA. It's like similar ETA if you know what you're doing, but this one is windy roads, this one's a highway. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, fucking highway.
Right. Similar ETAs if you know what you're doing. Exactly. This way is stupid. This way is more convenient. That's all I need to know. This one's stupid because it's windy roads. It's going to feel like you're there forever. This one is a straightaway, highway, two stoplights, and then you're just free to go.
Yeah.
That's Highway 99. Like, it's literally, once you get out, but after like Winco and stuff, it's two stoplights and then just highway until you get to Junction City.
Yeah.
And you could have just all the way there.
Dude, fucking Highway 99 at night when there's like nobody there and the cops have like gone to sleep because it's a small area, they don't work 24/7. You can fucking fly down that bitch.
Oh yeah.
It's so nice.
So nice. I remember when I okay, this is stupid, but I remember when I first got my license, I was with one of my buddies, and we're like, okay, yeah, we'll go pick up whatever. We're gonna go pick up his brother. So his mom was like, here, take my van, which she shouldn't have done, but I got pulled over on Highway 99 going 95 miles an
Jesus Christ.
hour. My friend's like, oh, it'll be all right. The cop that pulled us over, first of all, it was hilarious. He had braces. It was cracking me up. I couldn't stop laughing. It's like a 40-year-old dude with braces, and I was dying.
It happens. One of my old coworkers, when I worked at Hot Topic, she had braces and she was like 43.
Yeah, I was
Like,
just like, this is hilarious.
some people just have like really spacey gums and
Yeah,
their teeth continue to move their whole life.
I'm like, damn, you gotta put them motherfuckers back in place, I guess, but this shit is funny.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really, we didn't say anything. I just took care of the ticket because I had a job. I paid 180 bucks for the ticket. It was whatever. And then, like, I don't even know. Oh, something happened, and my friend totally snitched on me. My fucking mom called him to ask him a question because she thought I was lying, and she thought he was call she was calling to ask about the speeding. And I was like, "Dude, we're on the same page, right? I'm just gonna take care of it, and nobody needs to know." And he was like, "Yeah." And then my mom calls. He's like, "Oh yeah, you got pulled over to 95." And I'm like, "You motherfucker."
And she's like, that's not what I was calling about,
Yeah.
but thank you for that.
He's like, thank you for that information. I was like, God damn it.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah. And he's like,
So I
bro,
cut his Achilles 2 weeks later to teach him a fucking lesson.
I text him later. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he was like, sorry, I thought that's what she was calling. I wasn't gonna lie to your mom. I was like, no problem lying to your mom.
Yeah, but that's different.
Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, but I did. I took care of it. Nothing even happened. Their insurance didn't go up or anything. Like, I just paid it. And then she was like, "Well, what happened? Where's the ticket?" I was like, "It doesn't matter. I took care of it. I paid the 180 bucks." She was like, "What?" And I was like, "Mom, you forget I work at Wendy's. I have 180 bucks."
Yeah, because I take it out of the cash register every day.
Fucking rob those motherfuckers. But yeah, so I was
Oh,
kind of
Wendy's is so good though.
pissed. I was so pissed though, because I took care. She's even his mom called me and was like, so you were speeding in my car and got pulled over. I was like, yeah. She's like, where's the ticket? I was like, I took care of it. She's like, you did? And I was like, yeah. She's like, okay. No problems. From her side, anyway. I got my ass beat. Yep, that was good times. I did a lot of stupid shit when I was a teenager. That's a whole nother podcast. It's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Stupid shit me and Tanner did when we were teenagers. What?
Isley, everything. Tanner, nothing, because
Nothing.
he was a shell child.
She was a sheltered child. We'll talk about your
Like a
shelteredness.
fucking nerd.
Nerd. Didn't do shit.
You had a good relationship with both your parents?
Right?
Nerd.
Yeah. Healthy relationship with mom and dad? Fucking loser.
Right? Like, have trust issues like the rest of us, you piece of shit.
Right, grow up with only one parent, you asshole. Piece of shit. Get raised by your siblings, asshole. Stop being such a loser.
Struggle with intimacy issues because you were only raised by a vague father figure, and he told you that crying was gay, and you
Right?
don't want to be gay
You don't
because
want to
getting
be
being gay means you get hit with a belt.
okay. So speaking about that, which is hilarious. Just first of all, which isn't hilarious because there's actually kids that get beat over shit like that. But
Yeah, it's super fucked up.
it reminded me of when I was a kid. My dad would be like, "There's no reason to cry. Stop crying, right? You just fell on your bike and now you're bleeding profusely out of your elbow. No reason to cry. Stop crying, right?" My dad would say shit like that. But now my dad is like, was the biggest crybaby ever. Up until, what happened. But, like, as soon as we became adults, he became the biggest crybaby on the planet. Cry about everything. Haven't seen him in, wouldn't see him for like 3 years, and then go to Christmas and he'd be crying. Oh my God, you showed up. Cry. I just want to be like, Dad, stop crying. No reason to cry. Shut up. Jesus Christ, Dad. Stop your bitch ass It's like, fuck, dude. Like, come on. It happened. It happened to all my brothers. We'd just be like, we'd be crying. He'd be like, stop crying. No reason to cry. You just fell off your bike. It's okay. Get back up. Stop crying. We'd be like, yeah. Then we go crash our bike again and start crying. It wasn't like crying's gay. It was just like, you ain't got no reason to cry. Stop crying. Like, but it fucking hurts. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, just let me do this for a couple minutes and I'll be
I
fine.
pain. I'm crying. Was like, okay, I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
I cannot tell you how many times I did exactly that, where you're like, I'm not crying, but then you get that, like, you're like, I'm not crying. I'm fine.
Right. Oh my God. Okay. Holy fuck. Yeah, but let's talk about childhood in another episode.
All
Next week is gonna be about our childhood. Warning everybody. Mom, if you're
it's
listening,
gonna be a rough one.
yeah. I'm gonna tell a lot of stories, Mom. And most of them are going to be for comedic effect. So don't get mad at me. Don't call me later and go, that was a lie. Like, I know I was being funny. No, actually, most of it's going to be true. I'm probably going to exaggerate a little bit, but the story's going to be true.
Yeah.
Warning for everybody. I'm going to laugh it off, even though it's very painful. Okay, anyway, love you guys. Love you guys who listen. Super,
Yeah.
super happy you guys are listening.
Fucking Ben and Chris, was it? The people who donated? Or maybe that was on Nerdish. It's all blending
Nerdish.
together.
Probably, I think Nerdish. I think those are the only places we got subscription subscribers from.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you gonna say about
Well, they're on Nerdish, so it doesn't matter. But I was gonna say, like, thanks for listening, you guys. Like,
Oh yeah, they're on a different podcast. Nobody likes this one
nope, not.
We'll get it.
We don't even like this one yet.
Yeah, we don't even like this one. We're just making it. No, but our last episode that we did about, I just called that one presidential. That one got, and we're relatively new with this one. We only have like four episodes, but this one, it got three listens last week.
Oh.
So that's good. And it was like right off the bat. I posted it, and then it, like the next day, there was like two listens. I was like, cool. A little bit of traffic. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thanks for the people who are listening to this podcast. We are relatively new, and it's on top of one of my old podcasts. So there's like 23 episodes, but there's only four. So yeah, there's that. Keep listening. This podcast can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. I actually just got an update when I logged into it. When I logged into this one today, it said, your podcast is now available on Spotify. So that's one more place you can find us. Spotify.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got a thing saying that we need to make a trailer. So I guess we can make a trailer for our podcast and make one for
Oh,
Oh, fucking no. Anyway, that is
You
that.
mean I have to put work in?
Yeah, I have to
I
do
can't
things.
just fucking sit here and fucking pretend that I give a shit?
Oh, by the way, every time that we post something, I'm sending you the link and you need to share it on your Facebook and tag whatever you have to on it. Yes, Tanner, I'm putting you to work. You're supposed to be in charge of social media.
I've been depressed lately. Leave me alone. I don't even run my own social media.
Yeah, I know. And I love you, so take your time.
Okay.
No pressure.
Fine.
Anyway, yeah, that's probably, yeah, we're gonna wrap this one up. Hour 25 minutes.
That's
Tanner.
about what we did on the other one.
Yep, Tanner, just remember, I love you, okay?
I love you too.
I'm here for you.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna be here for you every now and then.
Every now and then. It's kind of off
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
and on. Yeah, like if you call me and I'm busy, I don't have time to talk.
But when you call me and I'm asleep, I'm gonna be asleep. Like, I'm not waking up for that.
Gonna be asleep. My phone's on vibrate.
But if you
Man.
catch me while I'm shitting, then I have no choice but to talk to you. You're like,
Yeah,
what am
I have
I
all the time in the world. I
gonna
just might have to put you down to wipe my ass.
do? Yeah. But at which point I'll just put you on speakerphone and gently balance you on my thighs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wrap this shit up, Tanner.
I love
Love you, man.
you too.
We out here.
Yep.